coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And a good Easter Monday to you. It is Monday, April 10th, 2023. I'm Doug Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us. It's Eric the Tech, myself. Eric the Tech, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
I got to tell you, I have my Barbershop Quartet shirt on. You like that, brother? I mean, do you like that, young man?
Where's my lollipop?
I just need my organ grinder and monkey now, right? All right. Now, a lot of things to get into. It's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy week. Just a ton of information to get into. And I want to start off by saying this, okay? You have the opportunity to listen to countless, numerous podcasts, broadcasts, so many out there. Some very, very good ones. I myself, of course, in my wish to Alex Jones this Easter, I listened to his broadcasts. You know, there are many broadcasts, for example, Mancow Mueller. God bless him. Anyway, many broadcasts to listen to and to get information from. I'm going to be addressing something about this as well. That all fits into the bigger picture here. I'm going to introduce you, of course, to Limited Hangouts. Now, most of you, I'm sure, in this audience, I believe I've got the most intelligent audience in the world. Yes, intelligence as well, in the literal sense, agencies, but the most intelligent audience is on the planet. I really do. I believe that. You're light years ahead of others, and thank you for your, again, your belief and trust in this platform. What I want to do, my objective here is to consolidate as much information into an hour as possible. And yes, I know I'm burning up the hour by telling you that, but it's important to tell you that because some of the information out there is really, they're engaged in the most insidious kind of deception. And I'm going to get into that as well. What kind of, you know, what are they covering up? What are they covering up? That's the big thing. But before I do that, I want to show you this. You know, we've been asked many times, and even Schwarzenegger, that ball of fire, Holly Weirdo came out to say, you know, I guess I chose my words wrong when he said, screw your freedom with respect to the coronavirus genocidal injections. All right. So it's interesting. They're asking us to forget. Folks, what they did to us, and look on your screen. This is attachment one. Never forget what they have done to us. Never forget the damage they caused. Never forget the incredible democide. All the Western governments in lockstep with one another. Gee, you think that word was just randomly used here? Have done to us. As the U.S. continues to recommend booster doses for infants, for children, and they will track those who refuse to get the shots, that's happening now, but you can believe it. You can call it a conspiracy theory. I don't care. It's happening. You have Switzerland's Federal Office of Public Health now saying no shots, no COVID vaccine, 19 vaccines, as they call them, will be recommended for the spring or summer of 2023. You heard me right. The government of Switzerland is saying, no, we're not going to do this anymore. Even to the fragile, even to the elderly, even to those immunocompromised. Why? Because they realize that these are death shots. Edward Dowd, if you spend a few minutes listening to him on any platform, you can see the excess mortality. Folks, this was planned from the very beginning. You know that. I know that. Everyone knows that. Anyone with a brain knows that. They're killing us off, or they're attempting to kill us off. Whereas now, we, the purebloods, are still under attack, but we're the ones that, through thick and thin, through all of the pressures, and through all the brainwashing. And to the gentleman, the individual who sent me the memes, I'm going to be sending you an email today, hopefully. Thank you for those. But for all of the brainwashing that has taken place, and for all the pressure that's taken place, folks, I want to tell you something. We can stand proud and stand firm, but they're still coming after us through our food supply, through geoengineering. It's coming at us like a freight train, and we're tied down on the tracks. And no one, by the way, is coming to untie you. It's up to you to have the resources or to find the resources. And by resources, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the intellectual resources, which is what these programs are all about. Providing you with the intellectual resources to save yourself and your family. I'll tell you one thing. Out of my entire family and extended family, my wife's family, okay, not mine. I really don't have any family, but I have no brothers. So you know what I mean. But through my extended family, I know of only two people, that took the injections, one willingly and one not so willingly. But in the end, it was willing, right? They both cried when they got it. One out of pure bliss. Oh boy, government is my savior. We have nothing in common, by the way. We don't talk. And the other, I had to keep my job. Again, we don't have anything in common. We don't talk. But for those of us who knew what was happening, who were plugged in, who were warned about this years and years and years ago, whether it be through InfoWars, Alex Jones, whether it be through this platform or other platforms like this platform, you know, you knew enough to stand firm. And thank you for that. But what are they covering up? What's taking place? What are the so-called conservative social influencers covering up? I'm going to be addressing that because this is extremely important. But at the root of everything, I want to play this clip. This is video one in the show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com. And folks, please do me these favors, please. Number one. Please subscribe to us on Rumble. You know, it's difficult. I look at the numbers, and I see the numbers on satellite. I see the numbers on through pure demographics or through back-end stats. Okay, I see the back-end stats on all of the audio platforms, the ones that we're still allowed to be on. I see the stats on our videos. I know that they are pushing down the stats. The public stats on the public side. It doesn't match what I see on the private side. To make you think that you're following some, you know, piece of crap channel. I guess, or some channel that really has little influence, impact, but that's not the case. Please do me a favor, subscribe to us on Rumble, subscribe to us on Brighteon, and also share anything you desire on your social media platform. I beg of you to do that, please. Thank you. Thank you in advance for sharing this. And support us while you can. if you can. And I'm not asking for anyone to make any sacrifices beyond what they can do, so thank you. All right, but I want to show you this video number one in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. You click on the headline for today's show, and it opens up, and it has all of the resources, assets, and citations for today's show. This is America has been shaped by Christianity. This kind of lays the groundwork on this Easter Monday, this Holy Monday, this Resurrection Monday. If you don't like the word Easter, I get that. I understand where it comes from. But this lays the groundwork. Watch this. It's like a minute. Here it is.
What's going on, Father? Why are we in such a divide right now as it relates to our politics being lived out or our Christianity being lived out through our politics? Father Frank.
Yeah, well, our politics in the United States has been shaped by Christianity. You know, when you think of it, I mean, America comes on the scene as, okay, the sovereignty now is going to be in the people. I mean, where was that ever heard of before? And why is it? It's because of what we were discussing in the previous segment. We have been made sons and daughters of the king. So, of course, the sovereignty is with the people who acknowledge that they have one sovereign, God himself. No human being can be their sovereign. Now, what we're finding here today is that we have certain elites, movements among these elites, who want power. Now, if they want power, they have got to both deny God and they have got to deny the sovereignty of the people that was given to them by God. You got to deny both. Otherwise, you can't have power.
And I have to say that that is probably the most succinct summary of where we're at. You've got to not deny both the sovereignty of the people and you have to deny God. Okay. I'm not going to try to expand on that because, again, very succinct. But remember, now he mentioned politics, Father Frank Pavone. He mentioned politics. Politics, as Andrew Breitbart said, is downstream from culture. Okay, culture is what's being affected here. And I'm going to show you that our culture, the Western culture, is in fact under assault, under attack by the globalist elite, by the Communist Chinese Party, by the communists, by the Satanists, all one bag, one group of individuals. Okay, that's what we're dealing with under different names, different overlapping agendas from UN Agenda 2030. You get the idea. All right. So using that as a base and understanding that politics is downstream from culture and going back to what I opened with, and that's the fact that there is a lot of misinformation and propaganda out there based on our government. Again, this is so critically important for everyone to understand because if you listen to an hour podcast, broadcast, or video, and that hour is filled with misinformation, I mean, untruths, biblical untruths or reality untruths, okay? It's not going to do you any good. So you have to be very circumspect with respect to who and what you listen to. And that's why we try our best. I mean, I go through videos after videos talk to other people and try to bring you the best. Let me give you an example, all right? The majority of people who listen to watch the legacy outdated media, the ABCs, NBCs, MSNBCs, all the cable news networks, and even in fact some network or some shows just simply on the internet. This is the kind of propaganda that you're going to see. Now, this relates to Afghan withdrawal. By the way, articles are up at HagmanPI.com addressing this. The 12-page report came out about the U.S.-Afghan withdrawal. And this is John Kirby explaining to the American public how well everything went. Watch this. This is like 30 seconds.
I just didn't see it. Not from my perspective. And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it, not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes. And not one single mission was missed. So I'm sorry, I just won't buy the whole argument of chaos.
Do you like that? That was Kirby in the briefing room, in the back, of course. That was superimposed. He was superimposed over the video from Afghanistan, the withdrawal. I didn't see it. It was just perfect. It was a perfect withdrawal. Yeah, I didn't see any chaos. As people were falling out of the wheel wells of the planes leaving Afghanistan. And I think that I do have a comparison on Hagman PI, the comparison between Kabul in 2023 and Saigon in 1975. And you've all seen that meme, or if not, just go to HagmanPI.com, look at the front page or the second page, depending on where we're at with respect to posting of articles. But in the bigger sense, we're facing right now a three-front war for World War III. In fact, a war of apocalypse, a biblical war, the biblical apocalyptic war. You're seeing Russia and China together, millions of men, that army. You're seeing tensions and other things, more than tensions. You're seeing war in the Middle East. And you're seeing war, the footsteps of war in Taiwan, in case you missed it this weekend. Meanwhile, you know, people are talking about that that queer ball with Bud Light. Okay, I mean, but that's part of the culture rot. That's part of the attack on our culture. And again, remember, politics downstream from culture. And, of course, beginning to this in a moment with Knee Pads Harris going over to Nashville to support the Nashville 3 or the Tennessee 3 lawmakers who made it their, what their, who led this insurrection of the state capitol. But more on that later, maybe, because frankly, it's just a dog and pony show. But right now, here's where we're at, and I just want to touch on a few things here. Because if you're not concerned with where we are globally, you're not paying attention. China has gotten very aggressive with Taiwan. And Russian and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov just stated that the U.S. and Russia have now reached a hot phase of the conflict in Ukraine. This is why, if we can go to attachment two, this is why President Trump, or one of the reasons why President Trump over the Easter weekend put this up. Simply World War III. Simply World War III. And he, obviously, the left took him to task for that. What are you, threatening World War III? Well, how could that be? He's not in power. People just, their heads were exploding on the left, on the communist left, the tyrannical left, and even some on the right, the Linda Grahams, or Lindsey Graham, excuse me, people who never saw a war that they didn't like. So here we are. We have China aggressive with Taiwan. I'm going to show you this, because this is where we're at with respect to China and Taiwan. If you haven't seen this, this is page 3 from the show notes. This is Sebastian Gorka. This is his tweet. I guess it was from last week, maybe. I don't know. But over the weekend, there were, late last week and over the weekend, there were Chinese military drills. Chinese warships have encircled Taiwan under the guise of military exercises. And that would be what? Operation Joint Sword. Okay. Go ahead and put page 3 on the screen here. And I'll show you this. This is a map of the Taiwanese the Straits of Taiwan, and China's actions against Taiwan, encircling the island. Remember, Taiwan is an island. And if you look at this map, this is an incredible number, an incredible amount of resources. Thank you, Eric the Tech, by the way, to expend on an exercise. And some are saying, well, this is just, you know, it's just big talk. No, this is because of the weakness of the United States, the weakness of the Biden-Harris regime, the weakness of the people of the, well, not weakness, their weakness, yes, Biden-Harris. However, it's the structuring of this new world order by the people who are behind Biden-Harris, especially the people like Barack Hussein Obama and his handlers above him and those above his handlers. Reshaping the entire planet, the power structure of the entire planet. Look at this map and tell me, just go ahead, look at the map. And if you're listening to this on the radio, you can go to HagmanPI.com. But look at this map and tell me, what do you think of this? Do you think that the Chinese smell that bloody chum in the water that is the U.S. administration or regime? Oh, I do. They watched the Afghanistan withdrawal. You know, John Kirby, perfect withdrawal, didn't see any chaos. Left them with billions of dollars of equipment. No, we didn't. We gave it to them. We didn't leave it. We gave it to them. Again, kind of a limited hangout. But more on that in a moment. But China, of course, you're looking at some serious issues here. But let me get back to the Middle East. On Friday, did you know this? Israel launched attacks against targets in southern Lebanon and Gaza in retaliation for dozens of rockets that were fired into Israel from Lebanon. That's right. And then this past Easter Sunday, yesterday, Israel directly attacked Syrian targets, Syrian military targets, after six rockets from Syria were launched from Syria at Israel. Now, remember, I've written lots and lots of articles about saying World War III is going to start in Syria. And I do believe that, but I believe it's going to be part of a larger globalist push. And I believe that we cannot take our eyes off Syria. Again, the total of six rockets were launched from Syria towards Israel, three crossed into Israel territory. The IDF, this according to the IDF, one of the rockets landed in the Golan Heights. Israel police raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem twice on Wednesday last week, claiming that hundreds of rioters, mosque desecrators, had barricaded themselves inside. This is going on. Okay, I don't mean to sound dismissive of this, but this is just constantly going on. Jordan, meanwhile, the country of Jordan, warned of catastrophic consequences if Israeli forces were to storm the mosque again. And who does Israel believe is behind all of this? Well, they believe, of course, it's Iran. Iran said, never mind. In Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Post published an article that the title was Iran Kickstarts Multi-Front Middle East War Against Israel. You can see this shaping up, can't you? You can see with China and Russia forming this alliance and the River Euphrates starting to dry up. You can see where this Middle East war is pending, just like the Bible said it would. There was last week, basically was a week of attacks on Israel. Now, again, you have to, in my view, you must separate the biblical Israel from the political Israel. I'm not talking about the political Israel. I'm talking about the biblical God's title deed Israel, not the political Israel that others seem to mix up with that. But if you look at the words coming out of the Middle East, the word war is being tossed around. And I should add that Iran is ready to escalate their actions even more against Israel. And the Iranians, through Hezbollah and other groups, they've been using their proxies to hit Israel for just a number of years. But we're being told that the Iranians are preparing to attack Israeli-owned trading vessels in retaliation for the deaths of two Revolutionary Guard advisors that were killed last month. It never ends. It never ends because they don't want it to end. All sides don't want it to end. At some point in the Middle East, someone is going to push things a little too far, and a major war will erupt. You can count on that. Now, and I should add this, if a war between Israel and Iran does erupt, the U.S. will become involved. You can count on that. You can take that to the bank. As a matter of fact, over this past weekend, and again, this is not really being reported on by conservative sites, by Fox, by some of the, but it's not really being reported that the U.S. has already deployed a guided missile submarine capable of carrying up to 154 Tomahawk missiles to the region. Think about that. Now, this is a show of force directed at Iran. The Navy rarely acknowledges any movements of their assets. Very rarely. But in this case, they came right out and said, yeah, you know what? We have this submarine over there, 154 Tomahawks, and hey, we're here. Now, concurrent with that, let's look. You saw that chart about Taiwan and China. Concurrent with what we're seeing, a Chinese invasion of Taiwan appears to be closer than ever. And think of what happened in response to this, that highly publicized, highly visible visit by Taiwan's president to the U.S. China simulated these very precision attacks on Taiwan over the weekend. In fact, China even posted a short, what do you call those? Like a GIF or whatever about missile strikes to targeted missile strikes on Taiwan. I'm not going to show it because not necessary. But China said that on Sunday that it was simulated precision attacks on key targets as the military drills it launched in response to the island's president meeting with the U.S. House Speaker entered a second day. That's, of course, now referencing McCarthy talking with the Taiwanese president. And these mock drills included tactical maneuvers by the Chinese Navy. And multiple servers had carried out simulated joint precision strikes on key targets on Taiwan Island and in the surrounding waters. So they are, what's taking place right now is they are wargaming the invasion of Taiwan. And if you think things are bad right now, you just wait until we're called to assist in Taiwan. Actually, we might not be, because the Biden-Harris regime, as well as the communist left, they believe in a one-China policy. Taiwan's part of, you know, China, just as Hong Kong is part of China. That's what they believe. But at the moment that China invades Taiwan, the U.S. and China will be at war, especially if people like Linda Graham have anything to do with this. But most people, with you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, being the exception, most people have no clue of any of this. They don't understand any of this. And that's very dangerous, very perilous. If you're concerned, you should be. On Sunday, a total of 71 Chinese military aircraft approached Taiwan. You know, Taiwan's armed forces are committed to fighting with all they got against China to defend their homeland. And if they're looking at the United States to help, well, think about this. I'm going to skip right to this. We don't actually have enough ammunition to fight that war. Why not? Well, because of our involvement with Ukraine. That's right. The U.S. is completely and utterly unprepared to fight any war with China. It would be a nightmare for the entire planet, folks. But our politicians are beating the war drums. And as I mentioned, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News that he's quite open to the possibility of sending U.S. troops to Taiwan. That's right. He's going to be sending your kids, your grandchildren. Don't worry. He's not going to be sending his. And the elite are not going to be sending theirs as cannon fodder. They're going to be sending your kids. It's time that the time to stand up is now. But again, fighting such a war presents problems because we don't have enough ammunition. Because why? It went over to Ukraine. As a matter of fact, the U.S. has devoted millions of rounds of munitions to Ukraine since Russia crossed the border about a year ago. Such actions have drained U.S. stockpiles, setting off alarm bells in Congress and the White House. But the White House, they ain't answering the phone. They're not answering the alarm bells. The higher than expected consumption rates in Ukraine have again emptied our reserves here. There are some senior leaders in the Department of Defense and military service branches and statements to justify the Pentagon's budget request for the coming year warned that the U.S. has massive hurdles to overcome to rebuild the level necessary to counter China and remains vulnerable in the meantime. In other words, hey, we probably can't win. We're going to be shooting blanks. And then speaking of Ukraine, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is claiming that the U.S. and Russia have now reached a hot phase in the war. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov has said Moscow and Washington are in a hot phase of the war over U.S. supplies of weapons to Ukraine, you think? Moscow, according to Mr. Lavrov, must maintain relations with the U.S. And you thought President Trump was going to get us into a war. How many wars did he get us into? I mean, look, it's just a matter of fact. None. Both sides, by the way, Russia and the U.S. are escalating matters. The Russians have been steadily taking territory in recent days. You think Ukraine's winning, you've got another thing coming. You think that Ukraine is going to come out of this as a victor? No, no, and hell no. And there's, folks, you've got to understand the history of Ukraine in order to understand really the battles and who's pushing these battles. Who's pushing these battles? It's the West, and specifically it's U.S., Barack Hussein Obama's puppets to their globalist masters, people like Valerie Jarrett, people like Samantha Power, Victoria Nuland. You know the people I'm talking about. All right. Now, also, the bigger picture here is something that James Woods was, I don't think I have his tweet. No, I don't. He tweeted out something over the weekend, and he said, you know, with all of this trans crap that's going on, what's this a cover for? In other words, you would know it as, well, everything, this is a distraction, that's a distraction. Look, we've got an economy that's about ready to crash. You've got commercial real estate going down the tubes. You've got real estate prices going that will crash. You've got interest rates, borrowing rates going up. You've got this massive devaluation of the dollar. You've got the dollar about ready to leave its U.S. You want to talk about high? You want to talk about $8 a dozen for eggs at the grocery store? just wait until the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. On your screen right there, James Woods. The trans hysteria by the left is clearly a smokescreen for something else. Guesses? And you know what? That was yesterday. And if you read the responses, enlightening responses, some have no, you could tell, some have no clue. Others have partial clues. And then some are pretty well read in. But it's very, I don't want to say entertaining. It's very interesting because you can actually see with your own eyes the level of intellectually hobbled people in this country and the level of people who are well read in. Look, the trans activism, that's an attack on our culture, obviously. All right. Now, a couple of more. You know what? If you go to Epoch Times, because we were talking about this, this is page 4. We'll just hit this briefly. This is Epoch Times Senator Lindsey Graham says he would support sending American troops to Taiwan. Read this article and understand where the right, the rhinos, the neocons, if you think, again, remember that politics is downstream of culture. And keep that always in the back of your mind. And you might ask why, if you're talking about war, what does that have to do with anything? Well, the assaults on our culture and how we are reshaping culture are there to attempting to reshape our culture. This is what we get from that. This is a consequence of that. But Graham said, absolutely. I'd send American troops to Taiwan, as I said earlier. But understand whose troops, whose children, whose grandchildren, whose brothers and sisters they will send. Not theirs, but yours. I mentioned limited to hang up. I'm really struggling here. Eric the Tech, how long do I have here? Okay. Thanks, brother. All right. I call him brother, yet he's my son-in-law. What's wrong with that picture?
A little weird.
Yeah, I know.
Brother.
Oh, what are you going to do? Old habits die hard. All right.
Brothers from different mothers. All right.
Yeah, you're my younger one. You understand. He understands me. You might have to bail me out. You might have to see. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people aren't privy to.
Always getting in trouble.
Yeah. He had a chance to do something with me. He said, "No, that's all right. It's all right. It's okay. You go. You do what you need to do." As if he knew what was going to happen.
His eye was twitching. I said, have fun, bud.
My eye was twitching.
Brother.
That vein in my forehead was coming through. All right. I want you to take a look at this. This is attachment number 3. This is the bigger agenda here. This is a bigger process. This is the New World Order, UN Agenda 21-2030 mission goals, okay? And again, just as politics is always downstream of culture, so too are these mission goals always present, ever-present. And the push toward the one world government, the one world cashless currency. Why cashless currency? Not for convenience, for surveillance purposes, and to turn you on and off, meaning your ability to buy and sell, trade, whatever, with the flip of a switch. One world central bank, one world military, the end of national sovereignty, the end of all privately owned property. Folks, if you think this is a myth, do you realize that there has been a lot of private property confiscated under the pretext of eminent domain, or hey, we've got biodiversity issues under the UN biodiversity program, or even the poisoning of the land a la East Palestine. But more again in later programs. Now, the end of the family unit. Why? This is so important. And again, I'll get into this in a little bit. The end of the family unit, part of that culture assault, depopulation, control of population growth and population density. They're 15-minute cities. That's what they're trying for. Mandatory multiple vaccines. Look, it doesn't matter what Switzerland says, what their tests say. Your doctor knows best. Your doctor, who's a whore for the pharmaceutical companies, you know, he's their bitch, okay, will make you get whatever vaccine necessary. And not just that, give your kids and infants the shots so he can get his bonuses and he can keep his job, because your doctor would have no morals and has no scruples and doesn't really care. All right. Universal basic income, which goes hand in hand with, with the cashless society, as well as this trans activity. All right, you can take that off. Folks, you can read that. I'll put it up at HagmanPI.com if it's not already there. Now, I mentioned about limited hangout. I mentioned about you not getting the truth. Why would you watch this program over, someone else's program? Pick a program. Because, why? Because you like the way I talk? What, I can barely function, okay? I'm really not a talk show host. I'm just an investigator. This is not self-deprecating. I'm not trying. I'm just giving you the truth, okay? There's something going on here. Dr. Shiva was on, with Steve Bannon, I believe this was, he was on with Real American News, I believe it was with Steve Bannon, and he was talking about his case, his First Amendment case, and there were so many nuggets in this particular discussion, so many important nuggets. You've really got to listen close to what he's saying. Remember, he ran for office. And Twitter, you know, Elon Musk, the savior of Twitter, right? All of a sudden, he brought him back. But did he really bring him back? And then things happened and, oh, wait a second. No, maybe Musk isn't the savior of free speech. Listen to what Dr. Shiva has to say and pay very close attention to to the wording, the terminology, and some of the terms he uses. And on the other side, we're going to address the entire thing. Here it is.
I've asked Dr. Shiva to join us for a few minutes here this morning because of winbackfreedom.com. We sent a lot of people there yesterday. And I just want to make sure, Dr. Shiva, particularly people that are going to go there and read a lot of information over the weekend, how important this is. This came up about Elon Musk putting up all the formulas and all the algorithms up that people could look at, and people notice that there was lines of code that might provide a backdoor to the U.S. government. And we said, no, Dr. Shiva has been suing on this for years, I think going on 3 years now. Talk to us, how serious is this? How dangerous is this? Not just for people using Twitter, but for citizens in this country that are kind of being misled by the owners of this crime scene, sir?
Yes, Steve, the bottom line is social media is a government-controlled entity, and the seriousness of this is the following. The First Amendment says that the Congress will not do anything to abridge the freedom of speech. What Congress has done in collusion with Silicon Valley is that they have created a infrastructure, which I call the backdoor portal, which came out of our lawsuit, and through the playbooks and the long fuse report, which we first put together in a wonderful diagram, which I'll go to. But fundamentally, that backdoor portal allows government to essentially tell Twitter, tell Facebook what to do, to silence U.S. citizens. And these people, they have put this in writing that they consider their First Amendment a problem. So they needed to do an end run around it. So what did they create, Steve? They created this backdoor portal, which is fundamentally an ecosystem. It's not one line of code. It's not One agency, as has been recently been coming out by these quote unquote conservative influencers who are essentially lapdogs to Musk, hiding this larger infrastructure, which is a system. It is an interconnected system of government, of non-government players, of agencies, CISA, DHS, a whole slew of them, NASA, and it involves particularly NGOs. In the next diagram, you'll see there's a wonderful network diagram, which brings up all these people. Now, what's interesting, Steve, is in this graph, in the previous graph, when I started exposing, as I was put back on Twitter on December 20th, I said, hey, Elon, are you going to take down this backdoor portal? And in response to that, every tweet I increased more and more demanding that he take this portal down, Steve, more and more, less and less my impressions became, went from 500,000 impressions to 300,000 impressions and down, I think I'm now to 20,000 impressions, which shows that the backdoor portal is not only government, non-government agencies, but it also involves these algorithms. You know, for 30 years, Steve, I've been involved in the field of AI. I did a lot of the AI work originally for the White House, built a whole company on it for analysis of email. AI algorithms involves keywords, ontologies, rules. So what Musk has actually done, and that was his job, he is actually continuing to run this crime scene, and his role is to sheeple conservatives to quiet down to think he solved the problem. He was brought in by Silicon Valley to put a face on Twitter because the Vijay Gadde and Jack Dorsey's were just open fascists. Musk's role is to put a clean face on it to make people think he solved problems. But what he's actually done is people like myself, people who are independent voices, are actually held in digital cages. And through this backdoor censorship portal, again, it's not one line of code. It is an entire ecosystem, as that diagram that we submitted as courtroom testimony. One of the important things, Steve, that people need to understand is when after yesterday's video that we did, people are saying, well, you know, there's no evidence. Well, there's actually courtroom evidence in 2020 where the judge asks the social media director of the government, are you, you know, how did you do this? She goes, we are a partner with government, actually in black and white text, in court transcripts. And then when the judge asks her how you used a portal to take down Dr. Shiva, who was a U.S. Senate candidate, how did you feel? They said, we felt relieved. So this is not any conspiracy. This is in black and white courtroom text and transcripts. What's unfortunate is this was 3 years ago, Steve. You guys covered it. Gateway Pundit covered it. All these conservative influencers who today claim that they are for fighting for free speech, where were they in 2020? Because we all know delayed truth is deadly. Had they covered it then, we could.
Folks, go to Hagman PI for the entire clip. It's well worth it. Notice he said, we told you about this 3 years ago. Well, 5 years ago, what I told you about was Obama's truth teams. Do you remember me talking to you about this? Obama's truth teams. Well, guess what? They have been reconstituted, and now there are 110,000 volunteers that comprise, really, the truth teams. Everything Dr. Shiva said right there, let's pull up page one while I'm talking about this, because this revolves around somewhat of an accidental find by Dr. Shiva. Now, Dr. Shiva, in case you want to know, he's the guy that created email. And he's got, I mean, his intelligence quotient's off the chart. But Dr. Shiva went to court over the throttling of his message. Now, the reason I bring this out right now, we went through World War III. The scenario setting up for World War III right now, the fact that Ukraine is losing badly, you're not going to hear that. The fact that we've sent them munitions and depleted our own reserves. The fact that there's war going on in the Middle East. Why? Because of people like Obama, the stage he set with the Arab Spring moving forward. The Jarrett's and the Samantha Powers and all of the globalist, shape-shifting, demonic forces behind all of this. And then we have China. But you're not hearing about any of this. Why? Well, you're hearing the reason why. Because he's identified the limited hangouts, including but not limited to Twitter. Have you ever asked yourself this? Have you ever asked yourself why there are certain conservative social media influencers? I don't like that phrase. I'm called that, and I just don't like that. I'm an investigator. That's all I am. That's all I know how to do. I don't influence anyone. I give you the facts, and you influence yourself. I mean, if you're influenced by that, you know, I guess in some twisted way, I guess I am an influencer, but I give you the facts. You make up your own mind. But if you go to page one on this, on the show notes, this is Dr. Shiva's homepage. This gets into what he's talking, or what exactly what he's talking about. Specifically, the participants who, and again, I will call your attention. Have you ever asked yourself why people on the conservative side of things, especially, and even some Christian conservatives, are still on YouTube? Oh, they might get dinged here or demonetized there, but they're still there. Or on Twitter, they're still there. Yet some voices, like Dr. Shiva's, are silenced. Voices like Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Merritt, there is no quarter for them. But yet you've got others. Yeah, we're still on YouTube. As long as we don't say the word vaccine or we don't say this word or that word, we're okay. Folks, this is what we're talking about. Limited hangouts. Be careful who you listen to, for you will not get the entire truth. And this, I like this because Dr. Shiva was very forthcoming about this. He said, look, I didn't know what a limited hangout was. But let me show you what I found. Let me give you the definition of a limited hangout. And he cites David Brown at Clearance Jobs and gives you the link there. And for those who don't know, and I know most of you know this, but for those of you who don't know, and please, to those who do know, have patience with those who don't. But there's a term there is a term of art in politics and among intelligence professionals that's known as a limited hangout. Whenever one's veil of secrecy is penetrated, like we know, and this is me opining now, we know about the Great Reset. We know about various things. We know about geoengineering. We know about the clot shot. Democide. We know about this. But whenever that veil of secrecy is penetrated, spies or politicians can employ misdirection to distract the public. Now, not everything's a distraction, but many things are. The technique involves disclosing a self-contained and sensational but relatively benign story to overshadow something more damaging. It's a non-confession with the agency or individual seeming to lay all the cards on the table. And this really, it satisfies the concerns of most. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay. Okay, so that's the reason. Or, hey, I'm more intelligent now. But you're not getting the entire truth. You're getting partial truths. Again, ask yourself why some people still are on YouTube, still are on Twitter, and they're getting promoted, their tweets and their videos and all of that. Why do you think that is? Especially if they're saying, oh, we've got the truth for you. And why do you think, like, our numbers on various other platforms are being throttled? Why is that? Just like Dr. Shiva. He will explain that, I think, in throughout that video. Well, they're trying to convince you that now you know the whole truth. They're not hiding anything. Upon learning the truth as presented, the public is just absolutely mollified and moves on with no real scrutiny of note, missing the real story altogether. It's kind of a PR pressure valve designed to relieve interest without damaging the larger system. In other words, we'll give you some truth, but not the whole thing, because the whole thing, oh, it's bigger than you can imagine. So we'll just give you part of it. The phrase was popularized during the Watergate scandal, when President Nixon and senior White House officials were recorded having used the term while discussing the merits of releasing manicured details about the burglary. Oh, we could spend days about Watergate. They would acknowledge certain events and withhold others, with the effect of clearing the president of any wrongdoing. This paragraph, look, that's true on its face, I have to say, but there's more to it than that. But it's the concept itself is an incredible innovation. It provides the government, those in power, to it allows them to manipulate the masses, the citizens, into thinking they're living in a free society and getting truths by their investigative journalists, when in fact they are being misdirected and, as Brown says, mollified. There you have it. That's beautifully stated, beautifully written. I would add a few things and maybe revise a few things, but you get the idea. So what Dr. Shiva is saying there, hey, in addition to my own situation, you can go to winbackfreedom.com and you can, or the link will be at hagmanpi.com. When you go to that website, you go through all of the papers, all the documentation, be prepared to stay there for a day. Understand that what is taking place, this limited hangout, is all across the board. It's just not him. It's just not his case. It's just not one case. It's the whole case. And a prime example of this, because this will come up, this is video number 5. This is investigative journalist Mark Morano explaining how remember the lockdowns, I start out with this, were used to prime people for the incoming climate lockdowns. Again, we haven't heard the entire story here or been told. We think we know the entire story, but we really don't. Watch this. This is video number 5.
At first, we're incredibly jealous of the COVID lockdowns, which happened overnight.
Yep.
And then they're like, wait a minute. They saw the opportunity. That's why Klaus Schwab came out and said this is a rare, narrow window of opportunity with these COVID lockdowns in which to reset the globe. John Kerry said the parallels between COVID and climate are screaming at us. And they really were. The same template. Climate change is make a scary prediction. Say the only way we can avoid this dire end of world scenario is to go full Marxist, and we have to do it, and no dissent is allowed, and we have to go forward. We need planned recessions. We need reduced travel. We need reduced economic growth. We need stay at home. We need a Green New Deal overnight. Well, the COVID lockdowns were literally like imposing the Green New Deal overnight. So that's what happened, and that's what activated what was an academic theory for decades, this new world order, Great Reset. It wasn't even mentioned by the World Economic Forum till 2014. Once COVID lockdowns came, in the words of the House of Commons speaker, I think his name was Lindsay, he said, at how compliant the public was during COVID. Now it's time to go after climate. They knew that they had conditioned us to accept and be compliant, and now they want to pounce on climate. And that's really what's propelling the Great Reset.
And isn't that, in practice, what a limited hangout might be? In practice, the COVID lockdowns limit. Again, in practice, you've got to really understand the bigger picture in order to see where I was going with this. Now, very quickly here, you know, I mentioned about this trans activism in the Bud Light. Last week, showed you the video of Kid Rock taking a semi-auto to a bunch of Bud Light cans and stuff. Okay. What's going on with this? Well, when you look down to the base level, there's one organization. That's right. There's the guy dressed up as pretending to be a girl in Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch embracing this, and other companies. Well, this is page 5A, and I want to talk more about this in another show. The human rights organization, human rights cabal. This is page 5A. This is the group, the organization that's behind it all, folks. Do your homework on this group. Understand this, the corporate sponsors behind this group. Understand what they intend to do to all of us, to you and your children. Okay, this is human rights for all, the human rights cabal. They are behind all of this, at least in the culture part of the political culture spectrum. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless you. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.